Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 6:14, typical summertime. Tropics are quiet. We'll take it. We're getting ready to talk about a new poll out as it relates to President Trump. So for those of you who, the three of you that are insistent on texting me every time I mention President Trump's name, here we go, Trump bashing. Go ahead and get out of your system. Text me right now. Or actually, I can consider myself texted and you don't even have to do it. With that, we welcome in Dr. Robert Hogan, Professor and Department Chair of Political Science at LSU, to talk about this poll. How you doing, Professor?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Let's talk about this poll. What did they ask and what did it show?
Yeah, I mean, they're asking here about, this is a NBC is reporting this, and it's a poll that they conducted, just asking people whether or not they would be supportive of President Trump or not obeying federal court rules that they lay down. Of the vast majority of people, it says in the poll, 81% of U.S. adults say that if a federal court rules that an administrative action is illegal, then the administration has to follow its ruling, while 19% say the administration can ignore the ruling and continue its action. So the vast majority of the public appears to be supportive of federal courts playing a role in the decision making that is occurring at the federal level. Of course, when you break this out by political party, if you look at people who consider themselves MAGA, part of that movement, there's a split. It's about 50-50 on whether or not Donald Trump should adhere to the court's ruling on whatever matter it happens to be before them. So there's a stark difference between, you know, Republicans and Democrats, those on the right and those on the left, on matters of how the institutions of governing should behave and whether or not rulings by the federal courts should be adhered to by the administration. This isn't too different from what we find in previous polls. Democrats and Republicans have very different views of how the economy is doing, depending on if their particular candidate is in power or not. If their candidate is in power, the economy is doing really well. If the other guy is in power, the economy is doing terribly. So, you know, this is affected. These perceptions are affected in this way. But I do think this is something that's very different, especially when you're asking about should the president adhere to federal court decisions. And the fact that only half of the law and order side of the political system is willing to say the president should listen to what the judges are saying and adhere to those rulings, I think is a reflection of what Donald Trump and a lot of Republicans have gone along with over the past few months. And that is, anytime that there is a Supreme Court case or any federal judge does something that they don't like, Stephen Miller and a lot of the people in the administration don't just say, well, you know, we disagree, you know, we'll agree to disagree and we'll see what happens in the appeal. Nope. What they do instead is they viciously attack the federal judge who has a decision that they don't like. They're called Marxist. They're called activist judges. There have been calls for their impeachment. So I think that is what you're seeing in this poll is a reflection of how this administration, in its norm-breaking mode that it is always in, is breaking down those sort of barriers. I think that this poll is a warning sign of what's ahead.
A warning of what?
Well, that people aren't willing if you have a president who is not constrained in any way, where he can just say, I don't care what the federal courts say, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. It seems to me that we're no longer a representative of democracy. We have moved into some sort of autocracy in which we elect, hopefully continue to elect, a president. But that president assumes powers that are quite awesome. And he or she can do whatever they want to do. That is certainly not what the founders intended, and I don't think that that's what a lot of people living in the United States today want. They want a president who's constrained, who has respect for the rules, who has respect for the rule of law, and is willing to accept decisions that aren't in his favor on various matters. Presidents throughout the decades and centuries in the United States have adhered to this. There are people often cite, Andrew Jackson saying one time when the Supreme Court ruled against something that he wanted, he said, well, let them enforce it. But the fact of the matter is most presidents have gone along with what the courts have said. They have adhered to the rule of law. And in some ways, this administration so far, the Trump administration, has done so. Or at least have said that they've done so. In some of the immigration hearings and decisions that have been made with some of the people sent to Venezuela, El Salvador, they have said that they're complying, but some judges, federal judges, have not been satisfied that they are complying. So we're already, teetering on the edge there of whether or not they're actually complying. And I think if you go much further, I think that this has the potential, as I said, to you're on a slippery slope there, and you're not very far from a president being able to do whatever he wants to do. And I think a lot of people consider that a dangerous state of affairs.
Yeah, so many questions about how it would actually manifest itself or how this plays out. How do you define somebody that's MAGA? Because, I don't know if it's like pornography. You know it when you see it, but it's hard to put a definition on it. I'm not trying to say that it's the same as pornography at all. I'm just using that as an example for people who go ballistic. I'm just saying that. And the other thing is that what does this say about the Supreme Court? Because I think a lot of people thought the Supreme Court was in a tank for Donald Trump, but now they're saying, well, not necessarily. I don't know. We'll discuss more when we come back with Robert Hogan, Professor, Department Chair of Political Science at LSU. And I think the bottom line is, how does this manifest its
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Self, ultimately, if the Trump, even though 19% of the people, or I think it was half of the people that identify, 55% that identify as MAGA. Is that what we said, Professor?
Yes, about a 50-50 split among the MAGA folk, yes.
Say that. So how does that manifest itself ultimately if, you know, just playing this out, gaming it out, if the Trump administration decides not to follow what the courts say, then what kind of crisis could it lead to? 621 traffic, we come back. Traffic now, rather, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Robert Hogan, professor of political science and department chair of political science at LSU, about a survey out by NBC that shows a vast majority of American adults believe the Trump administration must comply with federal court orders, though the president's strongest supporters are split over the issue. But with that being the case, somebody texted in and said, Article 2 of the Constitution provides the president. I just go by what the audience does, you know, doctor people text in, so I pass them along. Article 2 of the Constitution provides the president total power of the executive branch, not to a judge in a robe. 47, like or hate him, he has obeyed all court orders against his policies. In my view, 47 is following the law while many judges are not, and they proclaim to be Dr. Phil J.D., Ph.D. Tulane. Thoughts?
Well, all I have to say about that is there are other people who say he has not adhered to all of the federal court decisions. I mean, a federal court judge having to do with the Garcia case said that they were actively flaunting it. Failing to be straightforward about, you know, where the prisoner was and whether or not he was on his way to El Salvador or wherever he was going. They were not forthright. And many people say that that is could even be construed as an obstruction of justice. What's also interesting, if you look at a lot of the Republicans are doing buried in the president's legislation was a way of exempting executive officials from being held in contempt of federal court. It's a way of trying to carve out exceptions for the executive branch. Article 2 of the Constitution does grant the president an enormous amount of power. But looking at the Constitution in its totality, it's very clear, and looking at what the founders discussed in 1787 when they came up with this construction, is one in which the president had very limited powers. In fact, most of the founders felt that they gave more power to the Congress. So what we've had over time is president sort of slowly taking power and assuming power, and members of the president's party who are in power in Congress have been willing to go along with that. I think you see that going on along right now in the current U.S. Congress, where Republicans hold the Senate and the House. This is the party of limited government, of states' rights, these principles that are such a bedrock to their party, yet they are willing to allow the president to take an enormous amount of power and to change these principles at will. And, you know, limited government does not mean unlimited executive power, yet that seems to be where a lot of the people in the Republican Party are right now.
All right, so let me game this out. If the president does flaunt the courts and does whatever he wants, 85% of the people said they don't approve of that. Half of his supporters say they do. Ultimately, what happens here?
Well, I mean, if he flaunts the court enough, and if he does things that a lot of people believe are unconstitutional or simply wrong, there is a mechanism in the Constitution that allows for Congress to push back, and it is, you know, the impeachment and removal process. And if you get, a majority of the House of Representatives to vote to impeach the president, you got to get 2/3 of the Senate to remove him. That's the check, the ultimate check on the president's power. But as we know, in recent years, the Congress is very loath to go down that route. And what happens to politicians, Republicans, for example, who say, okay, I vote to convict and to remove the president? Can you imagine? We're seeing that play out today, right now, here in Louisiana, with Bill Cassidy, who voted to remove the president in the last time he was impeached. And you see the personal political consequences that's having for him.
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. Robert Hogan, Professor and Department Chair of Political Science at LSU. We'll take a break. We come back. We talk to Carolyn Romer, Executive Director of Louisiana Association of Charter Schools, about how charter school students are doing and how the legislative session went for them. 6:30 time now, WWL First News.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.